thing that really jumps out at most people in that passage is where Jesus said, if you don't hate your own mother and father, you're not worthy of me. If you don't hate your own son and daughter, you're not worthy of me. You have to take up the cross and follow me. Now, what on earth did he mean by that? I still remember when I was a little kid, the first time I heard that gospel reading was like, whoa, am I in the right place here? What am I being told to do? Well, I've talked about this before, but Jesus used a teaching technique that was common in his time called rabbinic exaggeration. So you exaggerate something basically to the point of absurdity, but then you remember it. And Jesus used that on many occasions. For an example, now if your hand causes you to sin, what do you do?
Cut it off.
See, that was right there, you remember. If your eye causes you to sin, what do you do?
Pluck it out.
There, you're right there. You know, where are these people that take the Bible strictly literally? Where are they when they read this passage? No. In any case, so he uses this technique, and he also uses it in a very humorous way. For example, he talked about the Pharisees, and he said, they strain at gnats of the law, but they swallow camels. I mean, what a ridiculous image. Would you remember that? Or, why are you worried about the speck in your brother's eye when you have a log in your own eye?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is he doing with these sayings that we just heard this morning? What he is doing is, he is challenging our commitment. Now, for many of us, Christianity, it could be a danger of us, you know, well, I say the Nicene Creed, I affirm that, and I come to church and I participate in the Eucharist. And so I'm doing everything that Jesus wants me to do. And that is sort of what Christianity has been reduced to for a lot of people. A creed and ritual. You have to believe certain things in order to be a Christian. Like, do you believe in the doctrine of the Holy Trinity? Well, you got to believe in that, of course, don't you? You don't have to understand it. You're supposed to believe it. So the whole list of things you think you're supposed to believe. But notice in this passage, Jesus says nothing, absolutely nothing about any creed or any kind of ritual. Now, what he is saying is, you have to make me the very center of your life. Now, we have many, many things that we're committed to in our lives. Now, some people, the center of their lives are what I would call very low things. I mean, there are people that use alcohol and drugs, and that consumes them. That's the center of their life. And other people, they're consumed with greed. The center of their life is money. Now, those are sort of the baser things, but we can also fill our lives with the highest things. We all love our children. That's admirable. And we love our spouse and our families, and we would put them first. But Jesus is saying, even there, you must make me the center, the highest thing in your life. Jesus doesn't want just a part of us. Jesus wants the whole of us. You know, it really isn't possible to give Jesus just some piece of yourself. You're kidding yourself if you do that, because he demands all of us, our whole selves. Now, what does it mean to take up the cross and follow him? Well, Jesus was crucified, if you boil it down, to caring too much. Caring about people that were outcasts. Caring about people who were sick or poor. Caring about them so much that some of the wealthier people began to feel threatened. And he spoke the truth. That's why he was crucified. So when he says that we need to take up our cross, that doesn't mean we should go out and get ourselves crucified. What he is saying is we need to care deeply about other people, the people in our lives. And that can be very, very difficult. And that can be very costly. But Jesus said, if you want to follow him, There's no other way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.